what you were saying earlier, you say you pick up the hammer and what, the nail in?
Drive a nail.
Okay.
We should drive a nail in.
Okay.
When you do one in.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be...
Tap it up. Tap it a little further, something like that, you know.
Okay, or it's got to be what, any further? It's got to be...
If we want it down smooth with the surface, why, we'd say I'll have to have a set, use a nail set and set it up. That got it down smooth with it, and ordinarily below the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So when the painter, the finisher come along, could fill that hole with putty.
Mm-hmm.
And then finish over it, you see, where you wouldn't be able see the nail.
Yeah. What did you say that man called?
Huh?
That told you, the man that you worked for, that told you not to drive it in all the way?
Not to hit that last...
Yeah.
What do you call that last... Yeah. And it's pig eyes, if I hit the material. If I hit the lumber with a hammer, he said that'll call that a pig eye. That is just his his expression of it, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, the fact of business, it had been a blemish on the material, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But his expression of it was a pig eye. And when he went to lay floor, the same thing. He tell the boys, and I said, I want that floor full of pig eyes. That is hitting the edge of that plank, so when the next one went on, it'd show, you see.
Yeah.
See, a disfigured place. He said, don't make them pig eyes in there.
Okay, what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
It's a gutter.
Okay. And if you have a house and an L, what do you call the place where the two come together? You know what I mean?
What?
You have a house and then an L coming off the house?
Yeah.
What do you call the place where the house and the L come together?
Well, that would be what you call a junction point, you might say, where the two buildings connected, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, valley or gutter or alley? Or...
Well, now, valleys, there's valleys in roofs.
Mm-hmm.
There's hips in roofs.
Mm-hmm.
A valley in a roof is where the water has to come through to drain to the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the downspout to come to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The hips where the roof's this way. One roof running that way, another one running yon ways. That's a hip. And down, reverse that, down here's a valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference in the two buildings.
Okay,
In other words, one has a king rafter and the other one has a valley rafter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what would you call a little building that's used for storing wood?
Used for storing wood?
Mm-hmm.
Woodhouse.
Okay, and what about for tools? A building that's used for storing tools?
Tool house, we call that a tool house.
Okay. And if the door was open, and you didn't want it to be open, you'd ask somebody to...
Close the door.
Okay, or another word to...
Shut that door.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
If I was telling him, if he was in there and was coming out last,
Well,
I'd say to him, shut that door when you come out.
Okay.
Something to that effect, you know.
And, let's see, what did you call outdoor toilets?
Well, some people have one name, some another. Some called the back house.
Uh-huh.
And some of it, some people said, well, little outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, some people had it called one thing, some another thing.
Okay. Say if there was a real loud noise, you might ask someone, did you...